Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is FreeTalkLive.com. Roll it right into the phone calls to start things out this hour and go to the amplifier line first. And Jim, in Second Life, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
What's on your mind, Jim?
Well, I wanted to know if you guys were smoking anything tonight. This whole thing with common law is just driving me crazy. I just had to call in. Mark, why do you have freedom of speech?
Why do I have freedom of speech?
Yeah.
Because I have it.
You have it because it's your property, correct?
Right. My vocal cords, I can do what I want with them.
Okay, so you are saying that you own your body.
I am saying that. Now, look, I'm not arguing that I don't believe in property.
Oh, I understand that. I'm just saying, now, do I have freedom of speech in China?
Do I believe that you have the right to freedom of speech in China? Yes, I do.
Okay. So the common law is also based on property. It has to do with anything with a social contract. The fact of the matter is that I do have freedom of speech, even in China. It doesn't negate the fact that it's anything like the social contract whatsoever. I mean, social contract is basically just a bunch of people saying, we're going to enact this imaginary contract just because 51% or more of the people say that they agree with it. Whereas common law, it doesn't matter if even 1% agrees with it. It's still fact. I own my property. I own me. Therefore, I have freedom of speech. I have the freedom to protect myself by using any means necessary.
I disagree that it's a fact. It's not a fact. It's not a fact in the sense that the table is a fact. It is a belief structure, which I personally believe in. I believe that the vast majority of people believe in. And democracy, 51% or 99%, that's not it's not legitimate simply because there is a percentage of people that don't believe in it.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the fact that it is true, that it is property.
It's true
so
to me.
If 99% says that common law is bogus and it's only about social contracts, doesn't matter at all.
I don't think that social contracts and common law are incongruous. I think that that common law can exist inside the quote-unquote social contract, which I don't believe in.
Yeah, maybe. But it doesn't negate the fact that this is my property and government isn't big enough to shut me up, not here, not in China.
Well, it does negate the fact if there are enough people that believe in government and that believe that people like you and I, Jim, should be shut up, then effectively we will be shut up. So that's why it's so important that we're doing what we're doing on this show, and that is spreading these ideas, the free market ideas, or in Mark's case, smaller government ideas, but the ideas that you should be able to take care of yourself, that private property is very important, and trying to counteract all these communo-socialist concepts that have been indoctrinated into the people in this country, because unfortunately it does matter what people think.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. You should have the freedom of speech, but if 99% of the people around you don't think you should, you're going to find that your freedom of speech won't last very long.
At that point, you only have the right to speech, and somebody's infringing it.
Jim? I still disagree.
What do you disagree with?
Well, it doesn't matter whether the fact that people will come out and shoot me or arrest me, I could still speak it. Period.
That's true.
I can keep talking until the instant they pull the gun and shoot me.
That
much
is true.
It doesn't take away my right to freedom of speech. It only infringes my right to
I agree that that's the case, that you have a right to freedom of speech and they can infringe it with their violence.
Well said. Thank you for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, it's Tom in St. Paul. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom. Hello.
Hey, you guys, I just want to tell you that you had the most amazing debate earlier when you guys were going at it together, Mark and Ian. And
thanks.
I just want to sort of reiterate what the previous caller said, and I'm wondering, I want each of you guys to answer this. Why do you believe in property rights?
I don't know how I can answer that question. I believe in property rights because I believe I own myself, I suppose, and I think that the things that I do with my life, I earn things, I create things, I make things happen, I acquire things, and I would like to keep those things, and so I believe in it because it helps me. It helps me live a more comfortable life being able to own things, if that makes sense.
I believe that I have property rights because I own me. And if I use my time and my energy to make things, say, little wooden boats, and I sell those little wooden boats to somebody who has what I want, in most cases, little green pieces of paper, then I own those little green pieces of paper just as much as I own that little wooden boat that I made with my hands. And if I acquire a bunch of little green pieces of paper and I'm able to buy, say, a house or a piece of property with those little green pieces of paper, then that property is mine. I made it with my hands. I own myself and the fruits of my labor.
And it benefits you to do those things. Julia, your answer?
My answer is exactly the same as Mark. Right now I go to work 40 hours a week and I work a job, and I, in exchange for my labor, I make money, and with my money I can buy things. And to suggest that my hard work, for my hard work I cannot keep what I have bought, is just seems crazy to me.
Tom, your thoughts?
All right, well, can I just follow up on that then?
Sure.
All right, so you guys think that it's okay for you guys to believe in property rights, correct?
It doesn't seem to harm anybody, so why would it be not okay?
Well, is it okay for people to believe in, you know, any arbitrary belief? Would you guys say that's okay?
As far as I'm concerned, if you believe in something and that belief does not harm other people, it's fine with me.
Right. If you want to believe in a God, I consider that an arbitrary belief, and that's your business. As long as you aren't forcing me to do something, then go ahead and believe whatever the hell crazy stuff you want.
Well, so if I want to believe in my right to see Mark with his shirt off, what would you say?
I would say you should have been watching the webcam earlier this week, because he took his shirt off. Thank you for the call, Tom.
No!
Yeah, you missed out, buddy. 800. I'm serious. I'm not pulling your leg. Mark took his shirt off earlier this week.
Why did I do that? I can't remember. Wasn't I?
I don't know. You wanted to take your shirt off for whatever reason.
There was some reason.
Whatever. Let's go to the phones and talk to... The point is, you did it. I'm not BSing.
No, it's not.
Let's talk to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Johnson.
Ah, yes. The ever-sexy Dr. Acume on the webcam.
Look,
you learn some
words in life you learn from reading, and if I don't know how to pronounce every word in the world, well, then I don't.
So it's all right, I want to rewind the conversation back again, also like some of the other callers, back to when you guys were debating. And I want to ask, Mark, what is it that you think makes government, government-backed property somehow more legitimate than somebody defending their own property?
I'm not discussing government-backed property versus not. What I'm discussing is Ian's political beliefs. Ian's political beliefs...
I don't have political beliefs. I hate politics.
Well, you said that it was somehow less legitimate. That was your statement earlier, that it was not legitimate.
As defined by Ian's own statements over time, which I have sat here and listened to year after year, the ramblings of a madman. And he believes that a government only has legitimacy if you consent to be governed. Is that correct, Johnson?
You would have to ask Ian that.
Sounds legit.
Ian, is that
correct to me. I mean, that's what the concept is behind this government, that it only derives its powers from the consent of the governed, right? That's the concept.
And my statement only says that Ian's government system falls apart when someone doesn't believe in property rights. When they come on Ian's land in order to liberate some of Ian's property that they believe is being held by the terrible capitalist pig, that Ian, using the force of a gun in order to enforce his property rights, is illegitimate simply because that person doesn't believe, they have not signed on, they have not voluntarily consented to the concept of property rights.
Okay. Now, what I love about your arguments sometimes, Mark, is that they lead me to libertarian communicatory epiphanies. And because I'm, being sort of dead between you politically allows me to sort of have a perspective that I think is unique. And what's interesting is that you're both absolutely right. Because there's a whole political philosophy out there called socialism that espouses that property is completely illegitimate.
Or owned by the state.
Not necessarily. Actually, some people, like communists, believe that the idea of property entirely is illegitimate, and that the only way to remove property from the hands of people is to have it be owned by the government.
Get into this further. Hang on. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, July 20th, 2007. Gold, 679, 20 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $794, $345.80 for half, $172.90 for quarter. That's $794, $345.80 and $172.90. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Dean here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Those features include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com.
As the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Spectacular.
Go Spectator.
Speculator, actually.
Speculator?
Should know your own copy, Mark.
Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. D2Z.org.
800-259-9231. Let's continue with the phone calls and go back to Johnson in Connecticut. And we've been talking for an extended period of time now about these concepts like government and social contracts and communism, capitalism, free market, et cetera, et cetera. And Johnson, you were getting into explain why it was that both Mark and I were correct. And if you could sort of rewind a little bit for people just tuning in and then go forward.
Yeah, I sort of just want to kind of create a big coagulation of all these ideas. Basically, you had said, you know, Mark, you were talking about Ian's ideas on government and how if you could just recap your whole point about the legitimacy or illegitimacy based on Ian's views, because I think you're making a good point.
Okay, the point that I'm making is that Ian believes in the legitimacy of the government is illegitimate because there are people, himself included, that choose not to believe in government or think that, don't like what the governments are doing. So he's made the point.
No, it's absence of consent.
Absence of consent, fine. That they have not consented to be governed. And I was making the point that if one of these godless commies that doesn't believe in property rights were to sneak onto his land to liberate his car from capitalist control so that it could be used by the people, that person who doesn't believe in property rights, that Ian couldn't be legitimate in the same way that government isn't legitimate. He couldn't be legitimate in enforcing his property rights on that person.
You're basically stating that it somehow creates a catch-22, that it illegitimizes Ian's beliefs because that person hasn't consented to what Ian says is a system that does not require consent.
Correct.
Now, what I'd like to point out is that there are entire political systems based on the idea that property is an illegitimate concept, that the whole entire concept of property should not exist. And many of the people who believe in this concept fall into the collectivist, socialist, communist category.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole ideal is, well, it's undefendable, and here's the reason why. Because on that same level, I will agree with them. And I will tell you this, I will tell you 100%, I absolutely agree, the whole idea of property is 100% fictional, it is 100% illegitimate. I absolutely agree with it. The only way that you can stake claim on property, and this comes to the whole idea of homesteading, is to defend that property. And now, there are several methods of defending that property. You can defend the property yourself, as Ian would suggest, taking the responsibility into your own hands, or you can rely on a government system to defend the property for you. Or you can hire someone. And see, this is the concept that I think sometimes Free Talk Live, just in its by its very nature, attacking one issue at a time, becomes sort of disjointed, and it does a little bit of disservice because the principles of liberty require a certain synergy. And I think a lot of people sort of miss the idea that when you become, you know, if we were to get to this libertarian society, we would have to return to a 50s style conservative mentality of neighbor helping neighbor, because you could not be an island. Because if you are going to defend your property, if you would have to defend your property by yourself without the aid of a government, then any large group of people who have more guns than you could come and possibly take your property from you. You cannot be simply an island. You cannot have your right to be a jerk anymore, which exists in our current society because we rely on government so much, so you can be a jerk to whoever you want because government is there to defend your property. In a libertarian society,
it's to whom you want. Just being a jerk. Go ahead.
Yes, you are. A jerk all the time. But I think in a libertarian society, you would have to rely on other people around you in a sort of, I don't want to necessarily say a societal effect, but just through contracts, through business, through the other people around you supporting their beliefs of your right to your property. Property is an instinct. You can see it in animals. You can see it in people when a bigger animal beats up a smaller, weak animal and takes takes something from it. You have an instinctual reaction. You go, aw. You know, like, that was that guy's property.
Right.
And so that's an instinct. And the people who deny that are, it's not right. It's wrong. I would call it almost a mental disease. And likewise, we attribute things like sociopaths who don't believe that murder is wrong or killing is wrong. If you don't believe in property, guess what? That's the exact same thing, I would think, as the type of sociopath who believes that they have the right to go around extinguishing other people's lives.
Yeah, it's about the same. Sure.
So someone who doesn't believe in property should be treated as a criminal. Because
Absolutely. That's
essentially what they're doing. Life, it's in the philosophy of liberty, you have your life, your property, and what was the third? Your life, property, and...
life and liberty and property. I mean, it's all...
Right, life, liberty, and property.
You're right, though. I mean, they should be treated as criminals and would be as soon as they identified themselves as an individual who didn't believe in property by stealing somebody's property. But if they wanted to go and not believe in property on their own little commune, then that's fine. No big deal.
So do you understand, Mark, how that doesn't invalidate Ian's ideals in any way? Because what those people actually are, just because they have that belief and they aren't consenting, it doesn't matter. They have a sickness. You know, just like someone who has the steadfast belief that they can go around ending other people's lives.
But they would say the same about you, Johnson. They would say that you're the sick one by believing in property, and they're the ones that are right, and you're the sick one.
Right, but unfortunately, the majority of the world, because again, property is an instinct, that's just the way it works. And again, we could say the exact same thing. I mean, someone who is a complete and total utter sociopath, who absolutely believes that killing is acceptable and believes that everyone should think that way, does that make it right? Does that make their viewpoint somehow acceptable?
I'm not saying that their viewpoint's right. I'm just saying that it illegitimizes Ian's sort of voluntary association concept of government because these people don't voluntarily associate. Look, I agree that Ian has the right to use guns to defend his property against people that would steal it. I'm only saying that it illegitimizes his form of government. Yes, I think those people are sick, and they, the people that would choose to take your property away need to be shot.
Yeah, but I mean, and I would also say, why then would you even choose to communicate this idea? Because that same ideal is exactly equivalent to someone who would go around murdering people. Because like Mao said,
government comes out of the barrel of a gun every single time. Even Ian's voluntary government.
Absolutely, and I don't disagree with that.
Right, I don't disagree with that either, but I agree with you, Johnson, that it doesn't. The existence of thieves and killers doesn't illegitimize private property rights and our belief system. Thank you for the call. More on the way. You can take control.
Who said that?
You did. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today. When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone.
Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Phones are loaded, though. Might be a busy signal if you try it, but be patient. We'll get to you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. Bulletin board system included. We've got over 250,000 posts. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed, and it's all for free. At bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Let's go into the phone calls and talk to Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Sam, hello.
Guys, Mark, I think you really nailed Ian on this idea earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shook the foundations of like what I believe, and I typically align more with the free marketeer in its purest form on Ian's side. And Ian, I'm not really hearing that you're internalizing what Mark is trying to get across. So I've got a...
What? Mark's trying to say that my position's illegitimate or something like that.
I'm not saying they're illegitimate. I'm saying they're illegitimate by your definitions.
I've got a distinction I want to make, and then I can give you an example, and I've got a couple questions, and I think it will bring a lot of clarity. Okay, so gravity, one of the callers mentioned up, is a theory. You can test it. It's repeatable. It follows the scientific method, whereas property is an idea. You can't test an idea. It's only your belief. And like any idea, people can choose to accept or reject that idea for themselves.
Well, I think Johnson rightly pointed out that property is more than just a belief. It's an instinct.
I don't know that I'd necessarily agree with that.
Even if it's an instinct, it's still fantasy.
And in another sense, you're using... we're going kind of beyond nature.
It seems pretty concrete that if I pull a coconut down off of a tree as a caveman, that it's in my possession, therefore it is mine and no one else's. I mean, that's
okay.
Fantasy?
Well, let's say you own, I don't think that's fantasy, I agree with you in that case, but let's say you own 200 acres and your belief of property says that you put a fence up around the 200 acres, and that denotes your property.
And that coconut tree is on my land. Is
no
it
way.
Still
let's
yours?
Say, let's say you're one of these green eco people that believes property extends to the walls of your home, and you live completely self-sustained in your little eco-pod. And let's say if a farmer was using that for wheat, let's say, they could grow that on the roof, and the farmer's not out anything, and those people are just living their belief. Now, what decision, who would be right in that case, and what decision tree do you use to determine that answer, and then how is it different from what government does?
I'm not really even sure what your scenario is. Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's say you own 200 acres, you fenced it off,
yeah.
And you believe fencing is a way to mark your property.
Okay.
So that's yours, you're going to defend it.
Right.
Let's say there's an eco person who believes their property only extends to the walls of their home.
Where does this eco person live?
Well, they come and they live on an unused part of your 200 acres.
And I don't know they're there.
You believe is yours.
And I don't know that they're there.
Well, you could take it either way.
Well, if I knew they were there and they weren't paying me rent, then we'd have a dispute.
And how is that different from the way the government operates?
Well, the government is a association of individuals enforcing their way on people by the point of a gun without their consent. And
you're doing
common.
It through contract.
But the government didn't legitimately purchase the property.
But these people don't legitimately see the property. Don't see the property
right,
as legitimately
that's
purchased.
That's the distinction.
But
from the socialist standpoint, from the current the way people see things in America today, the government owns everything, and we are the serfs that till their land, that live in their soil. We have to pay
that
their taxes.
That may be the way they see it, but that's not the way the government was set up. It was supposed to be set up by the consent of the governed. And in the current society today, it's commonly accepted that fenced property and property with title insurance and everything like that is owned by someone. So therefore, I mean, under the current system that we have, it wouldn't be outrageous for me to tell that person to get off my land.
We're not talking about the current system when he puts this forth. What he's saying is your system of governance, the voluntarist sort of free marketeer system of governance, is just as illegitimate as any other form of government. From your own definitions.
Because it's based on an idea that you hold to be valid that other people may not hold. And then you're...
Right, and the idea is to get people that...
Comment,
I understand where you're coming from. The idea is
democracy.
To get people that think similarly to move to the same areas so we don't have these problems.
I'm for that.
So you're right. That you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. If you've got people that live in the same area with completely different value sets and belief systems, inevitably you're going to have problems. So let's not live together with these people anymore. It hasn't worked. We can't all get along. Let's continue with the calls. Talk to, it's Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you guys going to solve the problem of capitalism in the free market of what's going on now? Like, capitalism's bottom line is cheap labor, and a free market says you could bring your business to where there's poor people and you could subjugate them to work for cheaper labor and then put out a whole country out of work. How do you do that? How do you fix that?
I'm not sure what we're talking about here. Now, how would the country go out of work? Are you talking about our country? Because some companies would take...
I'm thinking of the downsides. You guys are like... real heavy into the capitalism,
mm-hmm.
which is a good system for as long as the fiat money still is accepted. But the bottom
no,
line
you don't have,
is cheap labor.
You don't have fiat money in a true capitalist economy.
The bottom line is cheap labor. That's why the slaveholders didn't want to give up their slaves, because it's a lot of work to raise cotton. And still it's going on like that. The American worker kind of put himself out of work because they expect all kinds of benefits and good high wages and this and that. So our companies, capitalists that they are, find out that in China or India they could get a guy for 54 cents a day.
I am fine with manufacturers taking their business wherever that...
But doesn't that subjugate people that are indigent? You know,
indigenous people, like the Chinese people, somehow
yeah,
they're subjugated?
And it subjugates them, and it takes advantage of them, and it screws us, the people. So you need some kind of government to say, whoa, wait a minute, we got to worry about our community or society or whatever.
I have a question for you, Dave. I'm a little confused of where you're going with this. Are you, I feel like you're sort of talking against like sweatshop labor and that sort of thing. Is that correct?
Well, any kind of really labor. I'm just saying you guys are really, sounds like really into the capitalism, but the situation capitalism has got us into right now.
Well, we don't have capitalism right now. We don't have true capitalism right now.
We have a regulated economy.
Right, which is why it's such a nasty word that Ian and I agree don't prefer to use, because people don't really know what capitalism is.
Right, what we live in right now, Dave, is a heavily regulated marketplace. You can't have true capitalism if the government is around setting rules and controlling people. And
but
in fact, it's the government rules that are driving businesses out of this country. It's the government mandates and that are driving businesses elsewhere. And the fact is, the people in those other countries are voluntarily choosing to work in those factories. They're choosing to move off the farms so they can get a much better paying factory job. And
well,
that's A-OK.
That's where I want to go to, because it's once you leave the farm, you leave subsistence, because now you're going to use the prop. You're going to say you're going to put up fences. Is this my prop? This is my property, so I can create money and wealth for myself.
Well, actually, Dave, many of the people that you're talking about, they leave their farms. They go in for several months into the city in China.
We're killing ourselves doing it in the long run.
I'm not sure about that, but thank you for the
call.
In China, the people leave the farm, and they go and they work very hard in the factories, make a lot of money in comparison to what they would have made on the farms, and then they tend to go back to their farms and improve their property. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes, and now is helping thousands. The Sacro Wedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, No frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything, though only moments remain, and the phones are pretty loaded, so probably no point in calling in at the moment. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Over 380 of our listeners have done it for as little as $3 a month. It's a great way to help support the program, to help us get on more radio stations around the country. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com as we go back into the phone calls. This time we're talking to Jeff in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just a quick question. You know, we all believe in the right to our own property and to do what we want as long as it doesn't hurt anyone. But how do you enforce basic human rights on neighboring communities?
What do you mean?
Well, for example, in the news lately, I've heard of this guy who raped and buried alive a 9-year-old girl. What if somebody has a commune of people who believe it's okay to rape their own children? And how do you respond to that?
That's an excellent question.
Are you talking to Ian, the free marketeer, or Mark, the guy that believes in small government?
Most likely Ian, because I believe in small government. We need
I think
a government
you should send the cops in.
Well, okay,
yeah.
If you're sending the cops in, then all you're doing is you're getting some people to do your dirty work for you. So in that case, in the free marketplace, if there's somebody doing that, someone doing something on their private property that you find absolutely abhorrent, then you should just simply get together with some like-minded individuals and go in and, you know, wage your own war against them if that's what you want to do. I mean, they are harming people, so they are taking away those people's rights to life, their right to enjoy their life as free sovereign individuals. So
yeah,
you probably would get a lot of people supporting you on that effort. It's essentially the same thing as my position on foreign policy. I don't think the U.S. government needs to be going around the world dropping bombs on people in certain countries and creating enemies for us. But if you want to go and load up an airplane and drop bombs on somebody's country, then go right ahead. Then all the consequences are going to come back on you. So all I'm saying is, if you know you don't like what somebody's doing in that particular area, you do all the dirty work, or you hire the people to go do the dirty work. I might not want to be
a part of it. Get a lynch mob together, basically, and take them out.
Isn't that what the cops are? Isn't that what the cops are doing in that particular case?
I don't know.
Aren't Americans kind of opposed to lynch mobs?
Free market, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
If you're free market, if someone is in that situation, how do they cry out for help if they're They're being abused
well,
by
right
their...
Well, right now, sir, I'd like to inform you that there are very strange cults that live in this country today with all the governments around. They live in places like Arizona and Utah. They are very, very separatist. They live out on their own. There aren't even necessarily paved roads that will get you out to the places where these people live. And it's pretty well known. Some of the people have managed to escape from these places. What goes on is a lot of what you're talking about. Maybe it's not necessarily rape, but it's certainly a little strange. For instance, the girls are raised up and they are essentially handed off to some of the elders in the society at age 10 to 12 or whatever, where they are then married to these elder men and they have sex with these elder men and they bear children for these elder men. And they're certainly brainwashed and indoctrinated, and it's all very, very religious based. And a lot of people would look at that and find it absolutely abhorrent, but some would say that it's their right, that they're doing it, it's their religious beliefs, that they should be able to do those sorts of things. So this is going on today,
Ian?
Sir.
Do you agree with that, Ian, that government or some form thereof shouldn't step in and do something about it?
I don't believe in government. I'm absolutely fine if you want to go in there and help rescue those. If you want to go in there and help rescue those kids, then you should go and do that.
I would if I could, but how do you find out about it?
You just have to get lucky and hope someone escapes, I suppose. How did they find out about these existing groups? They exist today, my man. They're here in this country right now, having sex with little girls.
Well,
and calling it legitimate
shot.
In the name of God. It's happening now. Why aren't you out there saving them?
I would, but I would probably get arrested.
There aren't any cops out there. No, these people live in the middle of nowhere, sir. There's no cops out there. You go ahead and get in the back of a truck with a bunch of your friends and go rescue some kids. Bring some guns in there and shoot these suckers down if they try to stop you. Of course, then again, some of the kids have been indoctrinated to believe all this stuff, so they're probably going to fight you. So, again, my question is, why don't you go in? Why don't the people from the surrounding towns go in there and rescue these kids?
Well, you're arguing against your own point.
Am I? How am I arguing against my own point?
You believe in your right to property and to do what you want on it as long as you don't hurt anyone. But where do you draw the line?
And these people are hurting people. You could make that argument, in which case, if you believe that's the case, then you should go and rescue them. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Thanks for the call, Jeff. 800-259-9231. What, is that unclear?
It seemed clear.
They're doing it today, right here in America. It's happening. Continuing with the phone calls, let's talk to Rob in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live, Rob. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me? Yeah, if you want to find a good defense of private property, check out Murray Rothbard's The Ethics of Liberty. You can download it for free from Mrs.org. It's an audiobook or PDF.
How would you handle the situation from the last caller brought up? What about the weird religious freaks that are raping little girls on their property out in Arizona?
Well, I mean, in those sorts of cases, you're going to end up having to deal with some degree of vigilante justice and thereafter some sort of arbitration. I mean, if you're going to have someone who is willing to, inflict violence upon them, that is the way that is going to work. The problem that I mainly have with government, actually, with its violence, is that there's this idea of sovereign immunity, and I don't have there. Violence is one thing, but the notion that violence you are sort of inured against consequences of it is where it becomes abominable, because that is the thing which entices people towards evil.
Right, so what you're saying is that when government enacts violence on people, it's immune from persecution or prosecution, whereas if you or Jeff or whoever were to roll into this religious compound with a truck, load up some kids and take them away, they could take you to arbitration and say, hey, that's kidnapping. They may not have necessarily have wanted to leave. We would like them back, and then the arbitrator would have to decide. You wouldn't have that immunity.
Right. I mean, if I'm going to be doing it, then it's my responsibility. I'm not going to get the mayor or someone to do it while I hide behind a tree somewhere.
Very good. Any other thoughts, Rob?
As far as private property, I'd say that everyone believes in private property. Sometimes the only thing that we really disagree are the boundaries. If a person literally does not believe in any private property, then what's to prevent me from taking food from your hand or even from your stomach? The only thing that people ever really disagree about is where the boundary lies. So some people will say the walls of the house. Some people will say the land which you have tilled. All of the boundaries of what is acceptable property and what counts as being as homesteading is what will be established by a market.
Very good. Rob, thanks for the call. Let's go to Free Marketeer in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We got you. What's on your mind?
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to point out, Mark, you're trying to catch Ian in a catch-22, right? You're
trying to point out that what he's saying is
paradoxical, right? He's like trying. You're basically equating his belief system with the belief system of the socialists.
All governments, he says at this point that all governments are legitimate because people are not voluntarily ascribed to these forms of government, and I'm saying that's true of his voluntarism, too.
And you're saying that other people with beliefs are equally valid, right?
Sure.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly right. Humans have the capability for rational thought, cognitive abilities above and beyond anything else in the animal kingdom, right? And because of that, we create for ourselves ideas, theories, philosophies based on those ideas. But they're not just beliefs, unfounded. They're beliefs based on truth and validity, right? So I can't go around saying, I believe trees grow upside down and call it true. So we have to start somewhere. And in economic science, as Ludwig von Mises pointed out, we start with the basic premise that we know a priori, that is, it can't be refuted without affirming it and the same, that humans act.
Now, hold on. Am I responsible as a citizen of this free market society of knowing what the hell Ludwig von Mises said? Because I don't. And does that mean that my right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is forfeit if I don't believe it?
Well, I just told you the important point, and that was the basis of economic science, right, is that humans act. And from that, we derive a logical structure of belief that can be tested by others with their own minds, their own cognitive abilities. And the
so when the commie comes in to steal some
not
stuff,
able to.
They're testing our system, and we're going to prove that we own it by shooting them, right?
No, we prove it by...
You should have said yes, because we're out of time.
Logically.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. No, the government takes my property. Thanks.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We at